And then he was taking a piss in the bush when I walked up. And then like I tried not to let him notice me.
There's like the corner store right there, and then across the street is just a fence gate. I mean, it's just like fences. It's like no house or anything. It's just an empty lot. And dudes just be chilling there. At one point, there was a couch there. You brought a whole ass. I saw them carry the couch one time too. They would take it and go. They don't need it there.
I hope he doesn't just fall into like that hood life.
And I'm like, no, don't do me like this. Let me have this 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks where I'm not doing shit. They're like cutting a tree or something. She never brought me avocados.
Because you don't deserve it.
She brought me a water bottle though. Where is it?
Damn! You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 61 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast, the podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm gonna need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am that host. You love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner in podcast, that host, We Love the Ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Dude, so I think you should record the, let's get turned in this motherfucker. Like,
why?
Redo it. I think it'll be hilarious.
I'm too awkward for that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those tuning in for the very first time, welcome to Happy Hour with us. We'll be discussing various current events, topics that you don't normally hear from your regular news outlet, and in the process, we will be drinking. So, if you want to make this a lot more enjoyable, we encourage you to drink along with us.
Yes.
Before we jump into the first topic, we like to take an opening shot. So, this one, of course, goes to all the listeners, supporters, Ali and I, and to episode number 61.
Round one.
You know, I really thought that your girl Karen was no longer in the news, Aaliyah, but she's back at it again.
Always.
This time in the form of a person who lives in an apartment complex. She got really upset because she got a ticket. She wasn't standing for that, you know? She's been living there for a while. And let me tell you what she said. She said, "You are not going to have a happy Saturday because I am not happy." First off, she forgot to put her parking permit in her windshield. Why did she take it off in the first place is what I'm wondering.
Isn't it a law that you can't have your parking permit hanging?
Sticky ones because it was in her windshield. So if it was on her rear view, then it would say rear view, right?
Rear view is sides. Oh, is it not?
Those are your side mirrors, doofus.
Oops.
So you already lost the debate, in my opinion, when you first started it by saying, "I know this is your job." So yeah, he's doing his job. Like, you can't get mad at him for doing his job. And you know the rules, so you broke the rules. So he's doing what he's supposed to do. She also said, "I'll make your life hell."
She can't really do that. He could, but she, I don't, what's she gonna do?
Just complain. Maybe write an angry letter to the the people who own the apartment complex.
But it's a parking enforcer. So it's not the apartment complex, is it? Instagram is
Can you read the entire thing that she said? Because I missed a couple of things.
And I am really mad. Wait. Yeah. When I have a warning. Wait, is that how she started off?
Yeah.
And I am really mad when I have a warning, she says. I'm giving you guys a warning. I know this is your job, but you better know my car and you better know who I am because I'll make your life hell. I promise you that. I'm so furious about this. She's so dumb.
But after she said that, the parking attendant, he, you know, he tried to explain like the steps for them to, or how this happened. And he also told them that they can appeal the decision. And then for some reason she got mad and she was just like, she asked him to take his sunglasses off. Like, that has anything to do with the situation. And he said, no, it's bright out here, ma'am. Whether I wear sunglasses or not is not a concern. I wish I could see your eyes, because that's kind of chicken shit to talk to me and not take your damn glasses off. Disrespect. I don't know why my glasses are a problem for you, ma'am. I don't know why it's a problem for you. Wow, what a comeback.
That's my
But, you know, her husband finally gave in and paid the $60 fine, because I guess they put a boot on her, on the car. Wow. That's... So they got a warning, and then I guess they didn't notice the warning and then got a boot on the car? They didn't really, like, explain that, but that's what I'm guessing happened, which, I mean, how, I guess, I mean, that's her fault for not really taking her car out, like, you know, within a few days or whatever.
But $60 is not a lot for a fine. It can be higher. I've had a higher fine than that.
All right, so, you know, with Karens, mm-hmm. they're always a Caucasian lady.
Yes.
Do you think you can easily find a Karen that's not Caucasian, but people just don't post it?
There has been. Where,
but do they call them Karen?
Yeah, they just put their race in front of it. So it'll be like Asian Karen.
Oh, okay.
Mexican Karen.
Yeah. I thought that was the point of the name, though, to give a general Karen. Caucasian female name.
I don't know if they got an effort, because it's been a while since I've seen them. But I do think, like, you know, they would put that as the headline, and then they'll make a name for them. But yeah, I've seen them, like, videos of the non-white Karens.
Moving on, but we'll keep it on the topic of cars, kind of, I guess you could say. This, again, is from TikTok. Shout out to you, TikTok. We'd like a sponsorship.
Only source of news at this point.
Her name is Sydney Span, or that's what she goes by on... No, that's what she states her name is. Her TikTok... Is it called a handle, too? Just like how it is on Twitter? Or username? Or... I don't know what you call these things. I just know on Twitter it's called a handle. Okay. Well, her TikTok name is Mental Illness Personified. So she received a text message from a delivery driver named Edward.
He said, hey, I forgot your drink. Can you, what's your address?
Yeah. She didn't order anything from DoorDash. And so how did this guy get her number? I was wondering, and I'm guessing you guys are wondering as well. And the way he got her phone number is because he delivered to her before. And upon notifying DoorDash about this incident, they let her know that this guy isn't an active DoorDasher. He only DoorDashed a few times, and it was always to her location. So he obviously developed some type of infatuation with her, and he took it to a whole new level. But do you think he knows where she lives, but he was just trying to find an excuse to go there?
Oh, to talk to her like that? Like, to not seem like a creep? Nah, I mean, he's still a creep. That's still creepy.
Because how would he... I mean, if he was the type of person to remember her and save her phone number, you don't think he's the type of guy who would have, remembered her address as well, or at least wrote it down or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think he already knows it. He's just...
That's like an automatic, what do you call it? Restraining order right there.
That is.
She replied by saying, that's odd, because first of all, I didn't order anything. If you're really doing my order, wouldn't you have my address? Wait, what's that have to do with the address? Or did he ask for her address too?
He asked for her address. Edward.
I forgot your drink. What's your address? Oh.
Edward said that.
That makes no sense.
And she's saying,
I forgot your drink. What's your address?
Yeah, she's saying, first of all, I didn't order anything to begin with. And second of all, you would have my address already if I did.
I wonder, so do you think he didn't even reply to her response? Because he obviously got caught.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say after that? Oh, my bad. There's a picture, isn't there? That's her door.
Yeah, okay, I don't get it then. So
he was already there.
So he already dropped off the order. And then I guess he texts her again. But that was like the same time frame of when he dropped off the order. Oh, that's weird, dude.
That might be from a different time frame, though.
Oh, you know what? Maybe he just wrote that on the text. Like he knows what the automated messages are that go to that get text to customers when they receive orders. So he just texted her that, and then he took a picture of her door and then said, "I forgot your drink."
No, I'm saying that top one might just be, because remember he took her order before, like dropped off her order. I think that's from a past one.
Oh, okay.
Because it says Friday right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't see the Friday. That makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just noticed it. That's what I was saying.
Damn, that's creepy, bro. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
So as you know, we talked about how Well, first of all, we talked about how this country is having a wing shortage. So Wingstop decided to start doing thighs. And they recently just released their boneless thighs. And they posted a picture advertising their new boneless thighs, which look like tenders to me. But according to Twitter users, they look like nuggets. If the boneless thighs look like nuggets, mm-hmm. What do the boneless wings look like? Because in my opinion, the boneless wings are the ones that look like nuggets.
You're not wrong.
And then the thighs would be a little bit bigger, so it would be more in proportion to a tender. But I don't know, like, why are people just saying things just to say things? Like, okay, you think it looks like a nugget? What's your point? Like, how do you want it to look like? You want it to look like an actual thigh that has no bones in it? Like, how is that possible?
How did they even get the shape of it to stay? I feel like it will flop, but he flops.
So I'm saying, because like with the boneless wings, obviously they're not even in the shape of a wing, because what are you going to do? You're going to like mold it to look like a drumstick, look like a wing. But no, they're just boneless nuggets, pretty much.
I don't know. I got distracted because I read one of the comments. It says, catch me working out in branded. Oh, no, not that one. Dang it. Go back up. Go down. So chive the thighs during the limited run. Terrible. Dry and small. Wing stop. Thigh stop. Please stop.
Dude, did you try it yet? I really didn't like it.
I needed to. Is it still, it's still there?
Yeah, I don't think it's dry at all. I like them. They're really crispy and juicy. Maybe they just got a dry-ass flavor. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on the place. Because, like, I like it. Really do. It's because he said terrible, not terrible. So would you have still read it as terrible, or would you have said terrible?
Terrible.
Me too. I just found that hilarious.
Dude, when you went to McDonald's, the last time, were they wearing the sweetie shirt?
Oh, I don't know. My mom picked it up.
Dude, so do you think people are going to sell those shirts online?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
You should have just applied there to get the shirt and then quit once you get the shirt.
They did that with BTS.
People did that?
I didn't even know they had a shirt. I don't know if they sold it. I mean, wore it. Sold it. I just know that the workers got a shirt.
Yeah, just like the sweetie shirts.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, McDonald's is getting a lot of publicity these past few weeks because of the sweetie meal. But another reason they're making headlines is because they are being sued.
Of course.
Specifically, a location in Russia. Why, you ask? A woman is suing McDonald's after a photo of their burger made her break Lent. All right. I don't know if you know what Lent is.
Vaguely. I just know you don't eat meat, right?
Yeah, so you don't eat meat for 40 days and 40 nights. But this lady, she was walking around in the city of Omsk. I don't know how to pronounce that, but spring went back in 2019. Why is this making news now when it's 2019? When her eyes were drawn to an advertisement with photos of McDonald's signature dishes, the cheeseburger and chicken nuggets. So she couldn't help herself. She walked into that McDonald's and she ordered herself a cheeseburger. Dude, of all things, at McDonald's, a cheeseburger? That's like one of the worst things on the menu. You know how much she's suing her for?
How much?
She's suing McDonald's 1,000 Russian rubles, which is equivalent to about $13.50 in US dollars.
So basically, she just wants her meal price back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like they would just like give her that just because it's not much. But the fact that you would sue them because you have no willpower, that's your fault, all right?
And, the
and you broke your Lent for a crappy item, too.
I just found it funny that she's like, I haven't broken it in the past 16 years, and they broke my streak. Something like that.
Oh, it says she said that?
Yeah. She didn't say those exact words, but it's I know it's 16 years. Right there. Faithfully observed Lent fasting for 16 years prior.
So in her court document, she states, in the actions of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law. I ask the court to investigate, and if a violation has taken place, I oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles. This is ridiculous, man. People sue companies for like the stupidest reasons.
It's a big company. Easy pay.
Let's talk about the Olympics. Is the Olympics done or is it still going? I have no idea. I don't follow the Olympics. The last time I followed the Olympics was Michael Phelps.
Stupid. I don't know. It's been 3 weeks.
So the Olympic gold medalist of Japan's champion softball team, relief pitcher Miu Goto, had to have her medal replaced less than a week after the end of the Tokyo Games. For a weird reason. So she had a meeting with the mayor of her hometown in Nagoya. And, you know, have you seen pictures of Olympic athletes when they bite their medal?
Yes.
Do you know why they do that?
To authenticate it.
Yeah. And it's
stuff.
A cool photo op, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what it is. People bite their own medal. You don't go around biting other people's medals, right?
No, that's just me.
But this mayor thought, I want to be cool. Let me take a picture of me biting into her medal. I wouldn't even let him, like...
Wear it?
Yeah. Like, if I'm wearing it, I'll let him touch it or whatever. But I'm not going to take it off and give it to him. How about you?
Yeah. Same. Plus, like, with COVID and all, I wouldn't even want him to, yeah.
I wonder if she took it back. I feel like he tried to give it back and she kind of hesitated, so he probably wiped it and then gave it back.
What in your right mind would buy something that's not yours?
I know, dude. Like, dude, relax.
No matter how excited you get.
And because of this, the term germ medal was trending. And a lot of people showed a lot of disapproval for this man's actions. Mm-hmm. One being the company Toyota who sponsors the team. Is this a softball team?
Yes.
Yeah, so they said it is unfortunate that he was unable to feel admiration and respect for the athlete. And it is extremely regrettable that he was unable to give consideration to infection prevention. In response, the mayor said, I forgot my position as Nagoya mayor and acted in an extremely inappropriate way. I am fully aware that I should reflect on that. What a freaking idiot, dude. Oh, so he actually has to pay the cost of replacing the medal now.
I thought he didn't.
What?
I thought he didn't pay for it.
Oh, the IOC will reportedly bear the cost. I don't know what the IOC is. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Would you be a mayor?
No. I don't want to be responsible for a city.
What is the highest you'll be responsible for?
A company, but not a community. I wouldn't want to be in politics.
I feel like in politics, the mayor is like the lowest you can go. Right? The
city council?
A mayor is on top of city council?
Yeah, I believe so.
I thought the council still worked over.
No, isn't the city council the people who are underneath the mayor?
I don't know. I didn't take politics in school.
Okay, Aaliyah. Since you are the person on this podcast who enjoys hot sauce, spicy things.
I do.
And things of that nature. How would you feel if a company came up to you and they offered to put your face on their hot sauce bottle?
Is it like a random hot sauce or do I like this hot sauce?
It's in your top 10 hot sauces.
I'll say sure.
So in honor of Tapatio's 50th anniversary, they have partnered with comedian Gabriel Iglesias. And they have put his face on their bottle along with his two dogs.
Oh, his two dogs were on it?
Yeah. Did you see the bottle?
I saw the bottle, but I just saw his face. Yeah. Oh, here's a better picture.
Would you want that bottle or would you want the 50th anniversary bottle?
I would get the 50th anniversary bottle.
Oh, that's disrespectful. Why?
Because it's black.
Racist, bro.
It looks sophisticated.
But doesn't black make it look like it's spicier than it actually is?
Exactly.
But it's not.
Amazing.
What do you like more, Tapatio or Cholula? I like Cholula because it's more... because, you know, with Tapatio, it's like you put little dabs of it. Whereas at Cholula, you can like actually pour it.
But don't you like that it's just when it's spicy?
No, because I like to spread it.
I have a baby bottle of Cholula. Like this.
That's
big.
Great.
Did you see it when I would bring it to work?
Nope. I don't the recall this shit. Incident.
It's like this big.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Hour. Taver, send us some freebies. So this week's beer, who cares, dude? I could always use more. this one is by Wieldworks Brewing, which is in Weld County, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it is a pina colada IPA, which is brewed with over 3,000 pounds of pineapple puree, toasted coconut, milk sugar, vanilla, sabro, whatever that is, and lotus hops. This one is it's 8.1%. Cheers.
Cheers.
I feel like this is going to be amazing.
Another one.
I taste the coconut more than anything. In a pina colada, what do you taste the most? Is it the coconut?
I've never had it.
Whoa.
It never, like, caught my eye. And I don't like the word.
Pina colada?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just every time, like, get in a menu, I'm just like, eh. I'm judging it without even trying. My friends like it, though.
Let's talk about what this podcast is built on, Aaliyah. Let's talk about alcohol.
Best thing in the world.
So I didn't know that these things had a name, and I didn't know it was an actual phenomenon.
Okay, we're gonna use that.
Do any of your corner stores have these, or have you seen them?
I personally don't go to corner stores. They scare me.
So have you seen these before?
No, but this is the first I've seen.
All right, so these things originated in the Bay Area. Yada the Dookie, Aaliyah.
You don't have to say that.
They are called Cuddy Bangs. I didn't know they had a name. But I first came into contact with these, I think, back in high school. So what they are is they're little Ziploc bags that have mini bottles and mixers. So it's like a cocktail in a bag that you make yourself. And it usually comes with a cup of ice. So you can go ahead and make. If you found them, would you be tempted to try one? Or you'd be like, I'll just drink whatever I have at home.
Oh, I was saying I wouldn't mind trying it.
What type of alcohol would you be drawn to? Like, would you look for a bag that has vodka, tequila, rum, cognac?
Vodka or tequila, one of those.
Are you saying that because this picture has a bottle of apple Ciroc?
And that looks amazing. I never had the flavored Ciroc's.
Why is it a Cuddy Bang? Like, why not a Cuddy Bag at least, you know?
You're going out with a bang. $10 is not bad for a drink.
What does it say it's $10?
Didn't it say it was $10?
I mean, that's pretty much the price you would pay for at a bar for a cocktail. Yeah. But I guess it's a better deal because you're getting the full, you're getting like more than a shot. Usually those little bottles are what, like a shot and a half kind of?
Yeah.
Versus at a bar, you never know if they're watering it down. But
that is true.
I don't know. I mean, it's a cool concept, but why not just get an entire bottle yourself and then just make whatever cocktail you want?
Because you don't want to buy all the stuff to make that cocktail.
All right, here's your next task, Aaliyah.
All right.
You walk into one of these liquor stores, and you got a great relationship with the owner of this corner store, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, "You know what, Aaliyah? You're one of my best customers. So this is what I'm gonna do. I want you to go pick out any bottle of alcohol, any mixers, anything you want to add to this cocktail, and we're gonna let you name it. What cocktail are you coming up with, and what are you naming it? We'll take this drink, and then you can give us your answer.
Yeah.
Cheers to Cuddy Bangs.
Another one.
I would do tequila.
Mm-hmm.
What would I put in it? Mango?
Mango what? Mango juice?
Mango juice. What would it be if it's not mango
juice? Like a can of Kern's mango juice?
Oh, no. If I've had tequila in that. It's not.
I feel like Kern's would completely take over the taste of the alcohol because it's so potent.
It's too thick.
So he told me, baby.
Wow, that's dirty.
And what type of tequila, if you're allowed to pick which brand? But you have to make sure that brand has the mini bottles because not all brands have it.
Jose Cuervo?
Well, I don't really go to the corner store too often, so I don't see the selections. I only see the selections at, like, BevMo, and they have a smaller selection, you know?
BevMo has a big selection.
Do they? Well, I don't go to the mini selection.
Okay, what you do? Okay, so there's, at BevMo, there's the cart, the big-ass cart that has alcohol in there. But for, like, the topper shelf alcohol, like Henny and Patron and stuff, even for the baby bottles, it's in a locked cabinet, so you have to go there.
I feel okay, so I would do Avion tequila. I would have Squirt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And pineapple juice. But both of them have to be sugar free. Or diet. Diet Squirt. They don't have sugar free, but Diet Squirt and sugar free pineapple juice. I think that would be amazing. I should go try that actually. Dude, every time I walk the dog. When I'm like near the area of the corner store, there's always bottles of vodka on the floor, like the little mini bottles.
Dang, everyone's stressed. They have to just drink it then and there.
Yeah, man.
Do you ever do that? Just like buy a bottle and once you get out the store, just open it and drink it?
Are we talking about regular size bottles?
Both.
No, I'm not. Either. I'm not a delinquent like you, Aaliyah.
I'm not a delinquent.
That only happens in the hood, which we are in, but I don't partake in these activities.
What you do? Stop lying to yourself.
Well, to all the listeners, this is the name of Aaliyah's favorite cutie bang. It's called horny.com.
I knew it. You're stupid.
And in honor of the Bay Area, there's also one called Hyphy Tito's, which has apple flavored hyphy juice. And okay, that's all it has. It doesn't say what else is in there. This is terrible.
Well, it's Tito's vodka, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. So Tito's vodka and hyphy juice?
Yeah, that's about it.
Have you had hyphy juice? Does it just taste like a regular energy drink?
I don't know what that is. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Dude, you should go to your corner store after we record and see if they have these. Can you get two bottles in a Cutty Bang? Like, can I do two Avignons? And then, because the mixer will just take up all the flavor.
Don't it look like there's more than one bottle of the same?
I think a lot of them have different types, though, not the same bottle. Cheers.
Cheers. Anyway,
another one.
How do you feel about when people, when they reach a level of success, they move out of the city that they grew up in? Because typically it's not like an ideal city that you want to live in. But they decide to, I mean, most of the people who are from the Bay Area, they'll end up living in LA, right?
Yeah. But then people in LA sometimes come to the Bay.
Such as, give me an example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any, because it's not true.
It is sometimes true.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like to each their own. If they think that they can do better somewhere else, then good luck to you.
No, it's not. No, I'm talking about the ones who once they make it, then they move out, go somewhere else.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, let's put you in this situation. Let's say you reach a certain level of a... Huh?
I'm out the moment I leave.
Where exactly? Do you have an idea?
No.
Because, okay, so those who are from Oakland, we all know there's, you know, the more dangerous areas of Oakland, but they also have nice areas.
Why? They're not nice.
What do you mean they're not nice?
They're not. Like if you're thinking about, like, the hills in Oakland, like that.
Like the lake? Like, some areas around the lake are nice. Rock Ridge is nice. Piedmont is nice.
Oh, no.
No? Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, even though they say it's a nice neighborhood, it's still bad. Like, there's still a lot. Like, I feel like a lot of things happen that's not being told there.
So you would completely move out of Oakland?
I'll move out of California.
Wow. Where?
I don't know. I want to live in a small town.
Town?
Yeah. An unknown town. I need somewhere that snows.
Utah?
What happens in Utah?
You can learn how to snowboard or ski.
Oh my gosh. I do want to learn that though. I think I'm better skiing because there's two objects I can hold on to. Was Beyonce not isn't she a resident of California? So they're just not living together?
Well, I was thinking that he still had a place in New York and then he like ended up selling it. And like his license is now California.
Cause I'm like, that's weird. Like, you have kids and a wife and you're not living with them?
Do you think the fact that we're from and live in California is why it's not that appealing? Like, Like, would you rather live in a different metropolitan area? Like, would you rather live in, like, New York or Chicago over California?
I would see that. Because, like, I mean, yeah, I just think it's because we already, like you said, we grew up here. So, it's there's nothing special about this place to us. Or nothing, like, exciting new. That's not a word. It's a synonym of those.
Another one.
Do you think LA is going to become so congested with celebrities and rich people that it's going to change the landscape?
I feel like it already is.
But then you still have, like, the hood areas of LA.
I don't think you can ever get rid of the hood areas anywhere.
You don't think so? Like, if you have enough people move into to a certain city, like, you don't think the surrounding cities are going to feel that effect? Like, they're slowly going to be pushed out?
I feel like there'll just be a rise in more homelessness. Plus, I feel like everyone's moving to, like, Vegas or Reno or Texas right now. Everyone in Cali. Ain't
nobody moving to Reno except your hairstylist.
A lot of people's moving there, actually. She told me.
It's a damn lie. That's just her family.
She's telling me how, like, the house that she bought, because she lives in, like, a, I guess you want to say a community, because, you know, they all have the same house. And she said the house that she got, the same, like, format and stuff, like, you know, the houses, they all have the same format. The house, I think it was, like, down the street or something, was sold for, like, 100 or 200,000 more than hers. Because Tesla's going there.
Would you want to live in Nevada? Why is Nevada not a spot that people want to live in? I mean, because obviously their housing is a lot cheaper than over here, right?
Yeah, but it's going high too.
Yeah, but why do people like to pick Texas? Is it because there's no taxes?
I think Texas is lower than Vegas.
Dude, people were, I just read that outside of cities in California, Texas is the highest in housing right now, like price-wise.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, a lot of people are moving to Texas because it's cheaper to get a house there now. But, by next year, outside of all the different cities in California that are expensive, Texas would be the most expensive to live in.
So I'm looking at a map, and it doesn't give me much. Like, it gave me Reno. Reno has all their little cities there, and then you look at Vegas, and it's just Henderson. So if you weren't living today, where would you go? And you're like, you can move anywhere.
Hawaii. I don't know. A lot of people who live in Hawaii say they wouldn't recommend living in Hawaii.
Hawaii prices are going high, too.
But I feel like, okay, so in order for me to live in Hawaii, I would have to reach a certain level of success. Then I would move there. It's not like I would, like, straight up move there when it would be a struggle, like, once I get there, you know?
Yeah.
I'll see what I could do. Cheers. Not me.
Another one.
First off, are you a fan of pumpkin?
Like, the actual thing, yeah, but nothing.
What do you mean the actual thing?
Like, I'll eat a real one. No, I like pumpkin. I don't like the flavor.
What? How can you like pumpkin but not the flavor? That makes no sense.
I like the real pumpkin, but I don't like flavored pumpkin stuff.
Like pumpkin pie? You don't like pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie is the real pumpkin. Are you going to explain to me what you're trying to do? Because
I don't know when's the last time I had a cup of noodles.
Asshole.
But cup of noodles, specifically brand Nissin. Is it Nissin or Nissin?
I say Nissin.
All right, Nissin.
But it could be Nissin.
Is getting ready to drop their new flavor. You ready for this, Aaliyah? Sure. Pumpkin spice. You don't think it would taste like a pumpkin curry stew?
Wouldn't it be a chicken flavored? What flavor broth is it? Pumpkin flavored broth?
Yeah, isn't that where the flavor is? It's in the broth. But
then there's something else with it, too.
What you mean, dude?
Would you try it?
I would try it. I feel like I wouldn't like it, but why not? Oh, damn, dude. You ready for this? So go. With the release of this new flavor, Nissin is suggesting that you top these cup of noodles with none other than whipped cream.
It's gonna be sweet. I knew it.
How the hell are you gonna have sweet noodles, dude? That's weird. Now that kind of changes my mind. I don't know if I want whipped cream on top of my noodles.
Sounds weird, but you can't knock it. It's like having fries with ice cream.
Okay, but no one does noodles sweet.
I don't know. I can't judge it because I have chocolate with whipped cream.
You say chocolate?
Hot chocolate. Yeah, I was going to say,
that's what it's supposed to be on.
No, I was going to say, I don't know why you would put whipped cream in liquid, but I do it for my hot chocolate, so I can't judge it. Yeah, it's going to taste like, or it can taste like the filling of the pumpkin pie. Thai food is sweet. Their noodles.
Ooh.
Thai food, like pad thai or pad siew. Those are sweet.
I just had some pad siew yesterday. Not yesterday. What was that? A few days ago. Dude, you know what's weird though is on the menu they spelled you. You know it's you, right?
Like, why?
But
they spell like you. Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? It was still good, but
W.
It's like, I guess you're trying to spell it in a way that people can pronounce it correctly, but still, like, I feel you shouldn't have to like switch it up, you know?
I feel like they should
authentic.
Have it, like the actual name of it, and then put the little parentheses on how you say it, you know, how they do, like this.
Yeah, that would make more sense. I always liked pad siew more than pad thai. Cheers.
Same. I feel like pad thai is too pungent. Pungent? Is that the right word?
I don't know what you mean.
Another one.
All right, where does this guy work? DoorDash?
DoorDash, I believe.
Okay. All right. I want to get your take on this because I have my thoughts on it. A DoorDash driver left a note for a customer who's a regular DoorDash customer and never tips.
Mm-hmm.
Left a note that said, if you can't afford to tip, then you should go pick it up yourself. Who do you think you are to order food and have someone come and bring it to your door for free? For free. Okay, Leah, thoughts before I let loose.
First off, it's not for free. You're getting paid by DoorDash. That's your job.
He's talking about the customer. He's not talking about him. He's saying they're getting it have delivered for free. You get what I mean? So he's saying that. What do you mean? No. What he mean? Okay, so he's saying that pretty much they're just paying for the food and it's being delivered free.
It's
not. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he's saying he's doing it for free.
Not him.
He is.
He's saying they're getting it free of charge.
They're
minus the payment for the food.
No, because there's a delivery fee.
Yes, that's my point. So you're reading it wrong. He's telling them that they're getting their... No, because you're saying that he's doing it for free, right? That's what you're saying.
He's doing it for free.
No, that's not what he's implying. What he's saying is that he's... Because he's obviously getting paid for it, right?
Yeah.
It might be low in whatever he's getting paid. But what he's saying is that they're paying for the food and pretty much they're getting it free. Like, it's being delivered free. You get what I mean? If you don't understand what I mean, you're a doofus. No, you're an idiot, Olivia.
So correct. I don't care what you say. But that don't
make sense. Someone come and bring it to your door for free. Saying, because he's skipping over the fact that they're paying a delivery charge or they're paying a subscription fee, so they are paying for that delivery. All right, let me first off by saying, speaking on experience, working in the food industry, so I feel like I can speak on Aaliyah's behalf as well. We highly encourage tipping.
Yes, right? We do.
for the most part, people in the restaurant industry don't make that much. So tipping goes a long way, right?
It does.
But you can't be upset. Well, you can be upset, but you can't hold it against someone if they don't tip, because tipping is optional. I never liked when people use the excuse that that tipping is highly encouraged because they don't make that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you chose your profession.
That's true.
You know what you're getting out of it. You know some people don't tip. Some people do tip. But you know that that comes with the territory. So you can't complain that you don't make enough. If you're not making enough, you can also do something on the side, or you can completely change your profession. So that's not an excuse in my opinion. But I do encourage tipping. Let's not get anything twisted here. Tipping is always good. I always tip. And And people, okay, cheers. This is the last drink.
Final round.
Especially if you're eating at somewhere that's a little pricier than like a fast food restaurant. You obviously can afford to pay for that food, so you do have the means to tip. But for those, if you're constantly eating at a fast food restaurant, I understand if you can't tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think he went a little too far to shame this person.
Yeah.
He said he took this order knowing that this customer doesn't tip, just so he can give her this note. Since he knows that she doesn't tip, he can always decline her orders, right? That's one thing he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, he put his Venmo handle on the note, hoping that she'll tip him. Like, you can't force someone to tip if they don't want to tip. Like I said, tipping is optional. It's encouraged, but it's optional. Like, I, of course, when Aaliyah and I worked in the food industry, we appreciate when people tip.
We do.
And we would complain sometimes if people don't, but that's where it ends. It's just banter between coworkers.
It's never a vengeful thing, like we're bitter about it. It's just,
mm-hmm.
That's it. I stopped
and
there.
And then, some people commented on this post. Of course, this is on TikTok again. Someone said, I never tip. I pay the service fees to DoorDash or Uber Eats. That's enough. If you don't make enough money, then get a new job. Like, I agree to that on some level. I wouldn't say that directly because it's kind of rude the way he put it, but it's true. Like, when you're ordering through a third party, you are paying a delivery fee, you are paying a service fee, so it can get a little pricey. But if you can afford that, then you most likely can tip or afford to tip. If you don't want to, then hey, whatever.
I didn't realize these many people didn't support not tipping drivers. Meanwhile, Fontaine wasn't the first food delivery driver to go viral over tipping. In June, Smithson Michael posted a video of himself crying that he received a 119 tip on food order that took an hour to deliver. What takes an hour to deliver? Is it on DoorDash too?
Maybe he got stuck on traffic or whatever. But damn, what was I gonna say? I just want to emphasize the fact that, you know, it comes with the territory. You know, once you accept this job, you know what you're getting into. You know, you hear the stories of people, of some of the deliveries being lower pay, people not tipping, but you still go ahead and take it. Maybe you feel this is your only option, but I don't know, man. I don't want to like criticize other people, but you can't criticize someone for something that's optional.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I get it. Like, you know, the wages for Uber or DoorDash aren't as high as we'd like them to be, and tipping definitely helps with that. But you know that not everyone's gonna tip. Not everyone is generous, for one, and two, they may have come from a country that doesn't even tip at all, because most places in Asia don't even tip. Some places in Asia consider tipping rude, you know?
That's true.
So, I mean, I feel that when people come to or move to a different country, you should assimilate to the, what's the word I'm looking for? To the,
a big word I didn't know.
You should get used to how things are over here. You know what I mean?
What you're thinking of.
Yeah, but yeah, like I'm all for this for people tipping, but I don't agree with what he did. I don't agree with what he said.
Working in fast food, like tipping is a hit or miss. You gotta accept that fact. And the fact that he is shaming someone, which like maybe they didn't want to tip, maybe they couldn't tip, you know, maybe they didn't have enough money. It's someone else's story to tell that you can't.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't really want to end it on that. I'd rather end it on something positive. So, you know, with the growing popularity in seltzer, one brand that's putting their name in the hat is Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew? I haven't had that forever.
Starting early next year, Mountain Dew will be releasing their line of hard seltzer, and it will be coming in three different flavors. We have the original flavor, we have the black cherry, and we have the watermelon. And of course, like any standard hard seltzer, is coming in at 5% alcohol by volume. I feel like they should have did their cooler flavors though.
What?
Code Red? Come on, dude.
Oh. All
right. Well, this is in collaboration with the company that is behind the beer, Sam Adams. I don't know, it's Boston Beer Company or something like that. So
heard of that.
So that's two reasons to try it, you know, if you're a hard seltzer fan, if you're a supporter of Sam Adams beer.
But I would cover the can because that scares me.
All right, let's end it here because I got to go walk the dog. She's staring at me.
He's annoyed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe.
So
whatever platform you're listening to. And to all the potential sponsors listening, send over the contract. We're ready. Favor, send over the freebies. Even though I just got another box, I got way too much beer. I don't have any space for it.
Oh, I meant to buy.
Because, dude, check it. If we get another lockdown, I'm set. I don't need to go buy nothing. But
food.
If you support, guys, we'll leave you with this. Until the next episode, guys, we always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Peace. Or Kobe. Peace.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly. I'm
and some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.